Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yep, back on air as myself, Lokom Kwedi Phuthi. It's that time I've been promising you about. Pastor B. Moyo is in the house. Fundisa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sis Luko.
How are you today?
I am late and I'm apologetic.
No, don't worry. I did alert the family that you'd be here in the last 30 minutes of the show, so don't worry.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you. It's a rushed morning, I see. Rushed afternoon, actually.
Yes, it's afternoon now.
Oh, man. All right, I think let's get right into it so
no
that
problem.
We don't eat up your time for this one.
Yes. Thank you so much and greetings to you, Sis Luko. It is indeed a blessing and a pleasure to be with you at this point in juncture. And we also like to greet our listeners at home. And we value their time as well. Some are listening to us in their office spaces, typing those emails, frustrated, but, you know, listening to us. Some are driving. You know, a lot is happening. Some are sitting at home, blessed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Greetings to you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Sis Luko, let us go straight to the Word of God. Today we are going to read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. I was teaching about this at church the past Sunday. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 to 2.
2 Corinthians 6 1 to 2 says, "We are workers together with God. So we beg you, don't let the grace that you received from God be for nothing." Verse 2, God says, "I heard you at the right time, and I gave you help on the day of salvation. I tell you that the right time is now. The day of salvation is now."
Amen. I also like it in the King James Version. It talks about where it says the right time. It talks about the acceptable time.
Come on.
Acceptable time. Paul talks to the church of Corinthians. He says, we are co-workers together with God.
Yep.
So now when it comes to this relationship, Paul also translates it to work. He says, this is not just a father, son or daughter relationship or children to father relationship, but there is also work to be done.
Co-laborers.
Yeah, we are co-laborers. In other words, there is work to be done.
Come on.
You know, there is work to be done. So he says we are co-workers together with God. He says, but we beg you. You know, when somebody comes to a point where he begs you, it is because he sees that even though you have got eyes, but you don't see.
All right.
Even though you have got brains, but you lack understanding.
Don't fathom it.
You understand. So he says, if only you can see the way I see what is happening here, co-laboring with God. In other words, the benefits that go hand in glove with working with God. He says, look, I beg you.
Come on.
In other words, give heed to this. Give attention to this. When you are working together with God, When you are doing God's work.
All right.
Now somebody will always maybe relate it to say, but I'm not a pastor, I'm not a bishop, I'm not a deacon, I'm not an evangelist, I'm just a church member, I'm a child of God. But here Paul is also talking about everyone who calls himself or herself a child of God.
Yeah.
Because either way, everyone has got a purpose and a role.
True.
And a responsibility. And later on, during the judgment day, accountability. That is why the Bible says our works are the ones that are going to speak before us to God.
True.
Now there won't be any grace working during that time. No mercy working during that time.
Okay.
Grace and mercy is favorable now. So he says, Paul says, please, I beg you, don't take this grace for granted. Don't make sure that this grace does not pass by, because there is a season and a time where grace won't work. Your works will now present itself before the crown, before the throne of glory, I mean.
Okay.
So now he says, don't take this grace for nothing. You have received this grace. Mm. Use it.
Okay.
Use it for your own advantage. Mm. In other words, he says, he says, be happy, be joyous to be part of co-working with God. Now, what does Paul mean when he says we are co-workers, co-laborers together with God?
Right.
Does it mean God can't do the work himself? Does it mean God is so desperate? Now, let me respond to that. Remember, when God created the heavens, which is his throne,
mm-hmm.
and the earth, where man lives.
Okay.
Now, God, it's as if the earth was a prototype mm-hmm. of what God wanted to achieve in future. Remember, God sees the future now. So now he creates this man. He gives dominion to this man.
Mm-hmm.
He gives authority to this man.
Mm-hmm.
He gives rulership to this man.
Mm-hmm.
And he has prepared everything for this man. And he says, now that everything is prepared, manage this thing.
Yeah.
It is yours. In other words, that is why in the book of Psalms, the Bible says the heavens belongs to the Lord, and the earth he has given it to the sons of men.
All right.
So the earth has been given to us. So that is one principle that God, or that spiritual law that God cannot break.
Mm-hmm.
When God has to intervene or has to invade human affairs or human life, there must be somebody who is praying and interceding and giving access to that.
Mm.
Because God has given man dominion and power. Yes, he handed over everything.
Mm.
So that is why, to a certain extent, there are certain battles that God trusts us to fight and win them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has equipped us fully.
Mm.
He has given us, that's why the Bible says, he has given us all things pertaining to godliness and mm-hmm. pertaining to life.
All right.
So the heavens trust men so much that men are the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus even says this to his disciples. He says, look, men, whatever you bind on earth,
mm-hmm.
heavens has no choice.
But to bind it.
It is bound even in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose something here on earth, the heavens, they agree with everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
All right.
So now, that's why now Paul picks it up, that revelation, to say we are co-workers together with God.
Yeah.
In other words, God should be the one going to hospitals to pray for people.
All right.
Should be the one encouraging those that are depressed and stressed.
Mm.
God should be the one on Sunday wearing a tie and a suit or a stiletto or you understand,
yeah.
wearing a lipstick and preaching to people.
Mm.
But because we are co-workers
yep.
together with him, you understand,
yeah.
God will always choose a man.
Mm.
Now, when I say a man, I'm including women in this.
Mm.
I'm speaking now in mysteries.
Okay.
God will always choose a man.
Mm.
And when he chooses a man, he appoints that man.
Come on.
When he appoints that man, he also anoints that man. And when he anoints that man, he commissions that man.
Nah.
So in other words, that man is fully empowered. That's where the anointing part comes in.
Mm.
When people say that one is anointed, that one, which means that person is fully licensed by heavens. He has been given all the necessary tools to attend to people's needs on behalf of God.
Okay.
But now it goes hand in glove, because the main reason why pastors of fivefold ministry now has to now relay the same thing to the congregation. That's why the Bible says, go ye for. In other words, we have to extend this thing to the congregation.
Amen.
So that where the pastor cannot go, right now I am here.
Mm.
I know my church congregates are professionals, some of them. In fact, most of them. Some are business people.
Mm.
They are where I cannot access.
Okay.
I can't go to their offices.
Mm.
But they become the extension of the message that was preached on Sunday.
Come on.
That was preached last month.
Amen.
That was preached last year.
Mm.
That was preached 5 years ago.
Mm.
So they become the co-workers together
Amen.
With God.
Mm.
That is why Paul talks about us equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
Come on.
It is, let me put it this way. It is unfair for believers not to be told the truth and rely on the gift of the man of God.
Okay.
And rely on the power and the anointing that is given to the man of God by God, without teaching them the power of their identity.
Right.
To say, I am the servant of God, to come to release the mysteries, divine mysteries, to you as the church, so that we all become the agents of light.
Mm-hmm.
We all become the disciples of Christ. We all go out there and bring people to the house of God.
Okay.
But now, if they only rely on the gifting of the pastor and the anointing of the pastor, what happens on the day when the pastor is dead?
Good question.
That's why you see many ministries, many churches, when that pastor is dead or there is a scandal behind that pastor, the church vanishes.
Falls apart. Mm.
Because people get disappointed.
Mm.
They have highly held this man to a point of that they idolize the man of God.
Yeah.
It is wrong to idolize the man of God.
Mm.
Yes, you honor the man of God.
Mm.
Honor is biblical. Respect is biblical. Love your man of God or your woman of God.
Mm.
But as for the clergy now, the fivefold ministry, it is their duty now. That is why you see now God gives us such messages so that we can become the voice to the nations, you see, so that we can relay this message to say, ezumzalwane, don't just be a follower. You know, but also play a part in collaborating with God.
Yep.
When there's somebody who is sick at your work, be the one who prays for that person.
Without necessarily saying, I'm fundisi.
No. Unless or otherwise, maybe we see this model from the disciples of Jesus. Mm. Even though they failed to cast out the demon, but at least the principle was right.
Yeah.
They mastered the principle that we don't have to wait for our master to come here when we know that he has also given us power. It's just that during that time or that scenario, they wanted to confront a spirit that they were not prepared for.
Yeah.
Because Jesus identifies, says, no, there's nothing wrong with you.
Mm.
Number one, believe when you have to face this kind of spirit.
Mm.
Number two, you must be a prayerful and fasting somebody.
Mm.
And during that time, you remember, the disciples of Jesus were not fasting.
Mm.
That's why at some point, the disciples of John the Baptist, they came and the Pharisees, they confronted Jesus.
Mm.
They said, Jesus, tell us, how is it that your disciples, they do not fast?
Mm.
You understand? And then he says, no, that time is coming. When the bride and the bridegroom is taken away, then they shall fast.
Mm.
You see? So Jesus identifies that. No. At this stage, it's fine. I acknowledge what you did and I applaud it. I recommend it. I commend it, actually.
Mm.
But the problem is one. You confronted a situation that you were not empowered to confront.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So now Paul talks about collaborating. So today I'm here to encourage the believers, the saints, to be not bench warmers at church.
Don't be spectators.
Go out there.
Yeah.
Encourage people in Christ.
Yeah.
Those who are depressed, open the scriptures for them. Be the extension of God's power.
Amen.
Be the conduit of God's glory.
Mm.
You know, just be there. You are co-laboring with God. That is the grace that you have received.
Amen.
And I always tell people that the definition of grace, my definition of grace, is grace simply means you are given what you don't deserve.
Okay.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
As believers, children of God, we were given what we didn't deserve. Because we're Gentiles, the outcasts. This was for the Jews. But today we are co-heirs together with Christ.
Come on.
We are partakers of this divine inheritance.
Amen.
You see. So now we need to go out there. If you are financially able, if God has given you, entrusted you with millions, don't use those millions for people to idolize you. When people come to you for help, help them. I always say, you know, somebody who is a millionaire or somebody who is financially well, they're as good as a pastor. It's like when somebody calls me and say, Pastor Moyo, I'm looking for prayers. Please pray for me. And then after that, another phone call, another phone call, another phone call. And then you complain. You say, no, these people are calling too much. Why are they calling me? Why can't they call somebody else? I can't do this anymore. No, at some point I need to be cautious. People will use you. People will do what? You don't say such unless you understand your purpose.
Yep.
The moment you understand that this is what you were born for, yes, it starts as a burden at some point because people will always ask for prayers, but you don't see anything, somebody coming back like the one of the nine lepers coming back and saying, Fundisi, thank you. They will ask, when they flourish, they go somewhere else, they shine there. You understand? They leave you crying. They leave you there miserable. You understand? But it's fine. Now, but you need to understand that you can't desert your post. You can't desert your calling on the basis of your emotions.
Yeah.
We need to separate emotions and purpose.
Okay.
You see, so it's equal to the one who is given a financial task. Because God could have given somebody else those millions. So when people come to you asking for help, don't say they are needy, they are begging, they are nagging. No, you need to look at yourself as a pastor, but preaching differently. So you are co-laboring with God.
Amen.
You are working hand in glove with God. Prayer, same applies to prayer. God needs men who are watchmen. People who will intercede. That's why the Bible says, unless the Lord builds a city, the one who builds it in vain. Unless the Lord be the watcher, the one who watches over the city, the one who watches it in vain. So we need people who are going to come and pray, who are going to pray while driving, pray while in their houses, pray while in their offices. But doesn't mean now you must misuse the time of your boss. There are different types of prayers. You can be typing that email, but in your mind, you're silently, prayer. You are praying, you are interceding. You understand?
Man.
You don't need now to go to a sport room. Now you are closing yourself for an hour. You are telling people, no, it's my prayer time. No, you need to understand. That's work.
Yeah.
You are at work, you get fired. You get fired. That's why wisdom is very imperative. You see? So we need to be co-workers.
Amen.
Together with Christ. You see? Co-workers together with Christ.
Amen.
Maybe next week, because of time, we will now extend it to the right time. What is the meaning of right time? When God says it is the right time.
Okay.
Because here the Bible says it is the right time. It talks about the right time. I have heard you at the right time. Does it mean God all along when I've been praying it was the wrong time?
He's not hearing you.
So that is what I will be explaining, to say there is no wrong time with God. But when it's your time for your breakthrough, when it's your time for your healing, when it's your time for accepting, it's like somebody who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They can deny Jesus for 15 years, but on the 16th year, those people, they receive Jesus and they become even powerful than those that have been 15 years saved. You understand? So it simply means that right time, that kairos moment, those opportune divine moments, it is your moment.
Amen.
So next week I'll be talking to somebody to say, this is your right time. But today I was emphasizing on core working with God. Don't be a gossiper to make things worse for other people. Be an encourager of people who are going through the most in life. Pray for others. You understand? Be there for others. Encourage others. Advise others. Rightly so, not wrongly so. You understand? Thank you so much, Sis Luko. Until next week.
Thanks, Mfundisi, and have a blessed week further.
Thank you.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer?
Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.